I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Private Parters.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Lads, ladies.
Ladettes, blokes.
Yeah.
Sisters, brothers, partners, girlfriends, brothers, boyfriends, dads, mums, grandparents. Yeah. Hey, listen, lovely Private Parters, we have an epic episode today because we have on the podcast my Strictly Come Dancing partner, Karen Hauer. She is on...
A.K.A.?
Goose. Hey, listen.
Like Top Gun. Is that because she's like your wingman?
She is my wingman. But also it was because whenever I did something wrong, she used to hiss at me. Like that. And that's why I nicknamed her Goose, because she used to hiss.
Oh, I thought it was because she's your wingman. Goose, you'll always be my wingman.
Yeah, hey, Goose. But then Goose dies, so that wouldn't be
Yeah,
good.
That's why I was thinking. It's not like a great... nickname.
No,
it wouldn't be
a good one. Goose can't die. She has to survive, right?
Yeah.
She can't.
Well, she got you through to the end.
She got us through the end. She in four dance-offs as well. So it was.
You guys were great. I thought.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Shut up, man. Don't.
I'm looking
that.
Forward to this episode because.
Yeah, so am I. I'm really looking forward to that. And listen, it's a good lengthy one. So we should probably get straight to it, shouldn't we?
You really loved her, didn't you?
Yeah.
Karen.
It's like she's died. What do you mean? Like,
well, you know, you guys have had this thing and now it's kind of over, but you guys still have, you know, it will always be sealed in history on BBC iPlayer, so people can always go back and enjoy it. Right?
That's true. Yeah, they can.
For as long as the BBC is around,
then you can always go into the archive and go and watch my Strictly Come Dancing experience.
It's kind of like you can watch the decade of Made in Chelsea, if you want to.
Yeah. Are we just plugging all the channels on all four? If you want to go
on
back
all
to all four.
On all four?
Yeah, and if you want to watch me on something else, if you want to watch you on Coach Trip.
That was on Channel 4. That was it. Well, I won it.
Yeah, you did. You won it, buddy. You won it. Hey, listen, we've got to get on with the episode because it's a good one. We have Karen Hauer on the podcast, the beautiful, the
Celebrity
wonderful.
Celebrity Driving School, if you want to.
That's another one of his... ones you can go and watch. We have Karen on the podcast today. This is a wonderful episode. Karen is just a wonderful person. You're going to love this one, especially if you love Strictly. If you didn't love Strictly, you're still going to like it because we talk a lot about funny things.
She's a legend.
She's a legend.
Karen.
She's a legend. Completely.
You're going to enjoy this episode.
Yeah. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, also, if you fancy, leave us a comment in the iTunes. We'd love that. And follow us on Instagram and comment and DM us with some stories. Send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. We'd love that because send us some stories that we're going to read out on Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for it. Here we go, Francis, intro the podcast.
Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Karen Hauer. I think you're going to like my question of the week today.
Well, is that how you're kicking off our podcast by talking about your question of the week?
Well, I'm just telling all of our listeners to stay tuned because it's a bit of trivia they're not going to want to miss.
All right, sweet. This is one of the podcasts that I've been waiting for forever to happen.
Hold on, let me drink my coffee.
I got into all this coffee.
I like a little bit of coffee and a little bit of bread. Toast with butter.
I don't know how to get involved in this. So.
You don't. It only takes two. This is only for two people. You know what I'm saying? Hi, Francis.
Hey, Goose.
Yeah, there you go.
So is it all right if I call you Goose? It's on your Zoom. Is it your real name, Goose?
No.
No, this is...
It's ridiculous because geese don't hiss.
Yeah, they do. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but they don't hiss like...
Yes, they do. They hiss as sack.
Yeah, but they don't. They make like a weird, other weird noise.
Swans it's not like hiss, it's like... don't they?
No, geese hiss. Geese.
What geese have you been coming across? Yeah.
let's keep it, you know, let's keep it child friendly here.
What you been doing to the geese?
That's illegal.
So this is gonna give you an insight of what training was like for me for 3 months with this maniac.
Hey, so Goose, just so you know, so we've done an intro for you before, and I was very soppy about you in the intro because this is it. So this is true, Francis. What you won't know. So obviously, Karen and I, we danced for 3 months with it. We spent every single day together for three months. Which is like. You would think that it would be in like an intense process, which it is, but we don't have to lie about that. We had the best time together, and that's not even just saying it. Like we actually did, didn't we?
I mean, some people would leave. I mean, actually, some people would actually stay in the studios, you know, till 10, 12, midnight. Jamie and I, we would come in at 9, start at 10, 11. You know, we'd have our, we had to first, you know, get in it. We'd
get
talk.
In the zone.
Get in the zone. We'd, you know, say whatever happened the night before, which was probably nothing. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Sounds like maybe you were sleeping together, but we weren't. Yeah, you got us, Karen and I were fucking.
We took naps. And then we, like, you know, we started, we trained, and then we trained for, like, a solid, you know, 2-3 hours.
Wow.
And then there was a point where we were just tired. Well, I got tired because I was just like, no, there was a point where he just started going wrong. It just got a little bit poo.
So did you have to get take a break? Or?
No, I'd just send them home.
Yeah, really? Then we would have sex, and then we would be back to normal again. It was just great.
Jamie, you're mixing up your dreams and reality.
No strings attached. There you go. Boom. I mean, I guess people, you know, because there's this whole thing of, you know, this curse,
a curse or a blessing, hey Jamie.
Jamie, you're kind of cute.
Thanks, dude.
But I wouldn't go there.
Are you serious?
You told me too many stories that like messed up
second.
My brain.
Hang on a second. You're saying if I was single and you were single, we would never we cross that barrier where we were too good of friends now where I got friend zoned.
No, I'd probably bang you.
There we go. Thank you very much. Oh.
If I was single and you were single, like in, I would do the show and then like 3 years later, we'd get together.
Oh, and do you know what? It would be the best night of your life.
couple of minutes of my life.
Oh, God, it would just, you would just be in heaven for so long. It would just be
really
amazing.
Does a strictly curse... Does that even apply 3 years later? Is it still the same?
Probably does.
Yeah, it probably applies.
It probably does apply. Mm. Yeah, it probably it does apply.
Because then they were like, oh, did they have the hots for each other during the show?
Oh, yeah. Nah. What are people going to make of this podcast?
do you know what was so good about Karen and I? Karen obviously is like this super sexy South American like goddess, right?
And really?
We're going to get into our relationship. It's just, she can't do it. This is the reason we'll tell you in this, basically talking to you, Francois, and the listener. But, you know, you go into this competition and you expect there to be like, oh, are they, aren't they? Are they going to be seen together? And they put Karen and I together and everyone was just like, well, Karen's not going to sleep with him. So they were just like...
Did they match the hair or something?
It was, you know, what I liked is that we were... I've never had a partner that, we were both physically the same,
the same height.
Physically, I had a six pack, you had a beer belly, and then eventually the love handles. We got rid of the love handles after a while.
Did he lose weight over the course of it? Jamie, did you lose a bit of extra pounds?
Yeah. Listen, I lost a lot of weight. But honestly, it was. We're going to start from the beginning because it was honestly, and Karen's, you have to realize Karen's story is amazing. We're going to get into it because I think what happens with Strictly Come Dancing, right, is that the celebrity, whoever is, and you call them the celebrities, they get all kind of the sort of, it's all like about the celebrity, but actually the pros are the ones who are the real heroes in this. And Karen said to me once, and I said this on the show on Strictly Come Dancing, she said to me, you know, there are a lot of people in the show who are probably better dancers than I was. But the amazing thing about Goose was, Karen, is that she was literally like, you can teach someone to dance, but you can't teach someone to dance. And I was like, you fucking Riddler. I don't even understand what you're saying right now. I was like, this sounds like nonsense. I don't really get it. But it was true. And it was because, you know, Goose, you can explain, you explain your story. You grew up in Venezuela, didn't you?
Yeah, I grew up in Venezuela, but I moved to New York when I was 8 years old. The fact that I found dancing, and you know, I grew up with, you know, my mom was a single mom with, you know, have a brother and a sister. So it was really intense living in the Bronx and kind of just growing up and not knowing where my life was going to take me. So the fact that I get to do a job where I know my craft and that I get I get to connect with people on an everyday basis, and I get to connect with a single person, and I get to coach them, and I get to kind of, you know, get in their brain. I'm probably like, I like to say that I'm the Mourinho. Because it's not, oh, stop it. I know that's thinking of really high of me, but you know what? It's all about the mentality and the mindset, because you can teach steps, but it's how you let them perform and how you, and this is why I think Jamie and I were such good friends, because from the beginning, he was so relaxed with me and we had a respect. And I think that's what it was like for me throughout my whole career, whether I was, you know, when I was a kid taking lessons in the Bronx, or when I'm here, you know, getting notes from a choreographer that's working with me, or me choreographing for someone else. It's about the respect and the boundaries that you build, because then you wouldn't be able to work with someone at such high intensity and still be cool and still be friends, but still have that respect that you're both are going to go in there and smash it and do a good job together. Because it's not, I didn't like to see it as a teacher student, we're a team that we're together. So I was never going to try to outdance Jamie. I was going to
couldn't do that.
I was never going to, you know, try to look better than him. I wanted to look, we wanted to look, you know, like a team. So
speaking of boundaries, I mean, were there ever any moments where you thought, Jamie, that's really crossing the line there?
There were a few times at the beginning.
Did you touch my boob a couple of times?
Yeah, I did. I touched her boob once.
Yeah, it's fine. We're just dance partners. Fine, right?
There's the boundary.
And then there was one time when we did the salsa and she jumped into my face with her vagina. It was a long time.
That's a high jump.
Wait, no. I felt your nose was in my vagina.
Yeah, my nose was.
That is, the title of my next book, Your Notes is in My Vagina. You know, so many different things happen, and the tricks that we have to do and how close we have to be to one another. So the fact that I was jumping like little crotch in the face, and I've been sweating for a long day. it was a long
amazing. And there was like points, Francis, and to, like we you know, so you do a Latin dance, which you're kind of not like, you're kind of like free from each other, but you're always like with each other, right? But then you would do sort of the tango where you're connected. And you know, we had to do the tango. No, our American smooth. That's what our second dance, which is a connected one. And we're connected. But you know, you can feel as a guy, and the girl can feel your penis like against it, because you're so tight. And I was literally like, I was like, sort of, my bum was sticking out a bit. She's like, stick your bum in, stick your bum. I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, sorry, that's my penis against your thigh. You know, you have to get past all of these.
But you're
things.
Probably used to that, Karen, and, right?
Penis on my leg? No.
Yeah. No.
Well, no. Guys have to dress to the left. But no, I
Jamie.
Like for what, me.
That's your rule. That's
yeah,
your rule.
Dress
that's
to
your
the
rule.
Left. You guys have to dress
well, for dancing specifically, or is it like?
Yeah,
because
the girl fits
everyone.
On his right side, especially in ballroom. You fit on your right side because we're slightly off. We're not set face to face. We're slightly off. And that's why the
it's like judo.
Judo.
Yeah, exact same as judo.
How do you wear it to the left during judo? Can you?
No, I mean they're being slightly at an angle.
Yes, slightly off of each other. But yeah.
I didn't do that.
For me, I've never found it weird. Like if you needed a couple of seconds because there was too much friction moving around, then you can excuse yourself to the bathroom. You're welcome.
Yeah, I was saying, God, I need the bathroom again. Sorry.
Hey, now I know why you took so many bathroom breaks.
I took so many. Honestly, it was one of these things where it's amazing. You have to straight away get so comfortable with your partner. And Karen said it from the beginning. She said, look, you got to grab me. You got to be like this. You got to be so.
Got to grab my boob.
but you do. You have to get over that stage of awkwardness. Because Strictly Come Dancing is one of these things where you're spending inordinate amount of time with an individual that you've never really met before. You come from different backgrounds, different lives, different situations, different ages, different whatever it is. And you have to become best friends. And you really do have to become best friends, because if you're not best friends, then you're not going to go far in the competition. That's fair to say, isn't it, Goose?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as long as you have an understanding. And again, I always keep on bringing it back to just that respect. I don't like messing about. Don't try to, you know, don't ever tell me what to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jamie, did you
no,
do that
don't cross you? The line. You never, oh, no, you God. Never did. Or never. Don't, like, the rules that we have as pros sometimes, or just as dancers, I guess, is that you never go and ask somebody else for advice. If I'm teaching you something, don't go to somebody else and go, oh, how do I do
Giovanni.
This? And oh, boy. Actually, see, but
Giovanni.
I have, there's a couple of boys that I trust. So Giovanni and Gorka are my boys, you know? So if any time they, you know, Jamie wanted to ask something, I would say you can go and ask them, or Aliash as well. Like, but if you went and asked somebody else, or somebody else started telling
like,
you that,
like
I would
who specifically
be, I'm not going to say somebody who we don't think can dance.
Bill Bailey.
No, the winner.
But it is, and it's, do you know, and going back to that respect thing, it's so important, because, you know, Karen,
did that ever break down?
No, never.
No.
There were never any moments where you were really annoyed at Jamie?
No. I only cursed, I cursed once or twice. I think it was during samba.
Oh my God.
There was a couple of F-bombs.
It is, it was all about respect, and I still do, like, have so much respect for Goose, because she was my boss, still is my boss, right? They're your boss, they teach you that. And we would chat for hours, like hours, just about life and about everything and all these different things. And one of the conversations we chat about was this Strictly Cursed, right? And I said, well, what's the problem with Strictly Cursed? Why does it matter? She says, because what happens is if you sleep with your partner, let's say, the balance changes, because you then become almost equal, right?
Yeah.
So your pro partners are your bosses, but when you sleep together, you're then equal. You've sort of crossed over a certain area, and then you can't have that same connection, yeah, that same respect,
the same dynamic. Is
isn't that right, Goose?
No, absolutely. Because it's the mindset as well. Because yes, you start losing the balance because now you don't see me as you know, as your coach. You see me as someone that you've slept with and that you can, you know. I've never done it, so I can't really say. I've seen things,
I'm just shooting in the dark.
Speculating here.
It's a smart guess. But I do think that the fact that there is always going to be some kind of tension, you know, and some kind of that, but you take it in the correct way. You take those tensions and you take those certain things, the you know, the friendships and the fact that we are acting when we're dancing. Like, yeah, when I was dancing with, our tango was pretty intense. There were sections, and you won't, during the rehearsals, you don't, you know, feel, you're just learning and you're doing the things and you're, you know, but once you get into that studio, all of a sudden I saw Jamie in a different light. I was like, oh, Jamie's looking kind of sexy.
Yeah, damn right.
And then when
like,
he got
really?
Mad.
Do I?
No, but yeah, yeah, but again.
I look sexy.
but it was because you were adding on to this character, and that was the freedom that we both had, that you were confident enough to start being yourself and you know, picking at different things, expressing yourself without going, oh, is she going to think that I look stupid, or is she going to, I mean, you know. But
there was one tip I gave to Jamie actually before he did Strictly, and maybe Karen, you've got me to thank for this tip, because I said, Jamie, look, the thing with dancing is that you can't do it half-assed. You just got to go all at it. Because if you like act like you don't want to do it, then you just look bad.
So is that it?
That's my tip.
Okay, sick, man. That's great.
Thank you.
And I think it really you know, it did the trick. You got to just give it your all, right? You got to smile a lot. I said
that is totally true.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Because it was one of these things I didn't realize. I didn't, because what would it, you know, it's every single week what happens is so Goose and I became partners, and we became this just powerhouse together where we were just... We became this powerhouse together. We just... And it just so, like, connected. And... You know, we would dance every single day and all these different things. And I didn't realize you had to play a character until I put on the Hercules outfit. And I was like, oh, wait, hang on a second. We have to play a role? Okay, I got it now. I got it, I got it. Because honestly, I've said this before, the funniest moment, I think, of all of 2020 was when we had practiced for 2 weeks for the cha-cha. I was like, here we go. And I was like, this is going to be freaking great. And I came onto the dance floor, and you can't even imagine, even... Goose, you have to say, how intense is that dance floor when you go on it?
Oh, it's awful. Even for us as professionals, you know, when we have to do our pro numbers, etc., we still get nervous. I remember, because it's the first time that I'm going to go out there with someone new, you know, with a new celebrity, and You have no idea the tension and the level of anxiety and stress. That's, I look like I'm smiling and I'm all cute and stuff. No. On inside, I'm going, I have no idea what he's going to do. So I have to prep. Yeah. And when I saw what he did, I was like, oh my God, this is what.
Wait, what did he do?
He forgot it was, everything.
It was this amazing moment, Francis, where the cha-cha, here we go. And you get, what happens is you, they, the night before Strictly Come Dancing, you get your call time. So you, not call time, you get your position that you're going to dance. And Karen and I were thinking, you know what, we're probably going to be first. We're going to open Strictly Come Dancing 2020. This is going to be, it's going to be us. And lo and behold, we opened Strictly Come Dancing 2020 with the cha-cha. It's like, this is, it's meant to be. The comeback kid, he's with Karen. It's this, we're going to really smash this. And Goose and I were just training. I was like, I'm fucking professional. This is unbelievable. And Karen was like, Karen kept going, yeah, you're, it's okay. It's all right. I was like, yeah, well, just, you, yeah, just trying to bring me down a peg or two. I know how good I am. Anyway, I then put on these really tight white trousers and I was like, does this look right? I just don't really know. Karen's like, I can see your whole penis. I was like, perfect. This is epic. Anyway, we had this big glitter ball that was like in front, like down here. Karen was standing behind the glitter ball. I was in front of it. And I had to do a solo to open Strictly Come Dancing 2020. It was about a 10 to 15 second solo, wasn't it? Yes. It's the only time I've ever been away from Karen. Only time ever that I've ever been far away from her on the dance floor. Never again did we ever do that. And they went, Strictly Come Dancing 2020. Here we go. It's Jamie and Karen. Oh. And honestly, the music started and I was so off.
You went off. Like off the grid.
I want to watch that.
No, but the thing is that during the rehearsals, he was fine. So we were like, oh, he's smashing it. Oh, it was great. You know, camera blocks. It was awesome. Then the real red light turned on. And I was like, shit. What the hell is happening? And then
were you like, Jamie, were you like, can we redo this? Can we start over?
The funniest one, Francis, Karen was behind the Strictly dance with this huge thing. As the Strictly dancing ball came up, she saw what I was doing. And I turned to her and I looked in her face and all her face was saying back was, fuck.
And my, you know, my worst fears came to life. So, I mean, that's the nightmare that you always dream of. What is your celebrity going to do? What are they going to do? Well, he did it. And you never did it again after that, actually.
Oh, she was literally like, look at me. Just come here, honey. Come to me quickly. Come to me now.
I took that guitar away from you.
I want to dance over to her.
Yes.
I've never seen anybody, the panic in his eyes. And I was like, come here, give me that guitar. I threw the guitar to the side and I came, come on, hold on my hand.
Oh, God. And I honestly thought that if I got a 7, I was like, that's pretty low. We got a 4 or 5. And then we were in the dance off, in the first dance off. Oh, I looked at Karen and she was like, surely this isn't happening. I thought it was going to make my career, not break it. I was like, this is the worst thing.
No. Oh.
But you did well to come back from your injury to
it was amazing. But also, you know, talking about Karen, you know, Karen's history, you have to understand, is like she said, it's true, Goose. And I think people need to know this. Like, she grew up in Venezuela till she's 8 years old. She moves to the Bronx in New York, as she said, not speaking a word of English, only Spanish. She then went to dance schools, and that's how you learned English. And it was pretty rough and tough, wasn't it, growing up?
Yeah, I mean, it was intense, you know. And I guess it's harder because when you don't have, you know, the structure in your family, so you're kind of just dangling along. And you know, me being as a kid, like the fact that I found a focus and that I, you know, I never said, oh, I want to be a professional dancer. It was just something that I liked doing. It was a hobby for me. And it was my happy place. And then eventually the fact that people saw something, the good thing, and I guess this is one of the things that I always love, is that I had really good teachers. I had teachers that always supported me, and I never felt like I was pushed into doing anything. It was all good discipline, but it was all the way that they taught me, and they spoke to me, and they let me make mistakes, and they let me kind of grow within that. So, and that's what I do with my work and with, you know, with dancers that I work with, and you know, in my own personal career. It's about the fact that growing up, I had it so rough that now that I'm doing something that I'm doing this job that I never thought, you know, yeah. I was living in the Bronx and now I'm living in London, you know, doing, you know, BBC One dancing, you know, in front of millions. I mean, that's
the biggest show
crazy.
In Britain.
Yeah.
It turns out it's pretty big. Yeah. Wow. but it's true. Because that's an inspiration to so many younger people out there who do have hard upbringings. But you have this drive within you because, you know, you, as you said to me, you were in the front of the line when you were doing dancing. You were the one who would just always want to make it better, make it good, make it great. You were always pushing yourself hard. But where does that come from? Does that come from knowing that that was your escape, or was it your outlet? Where does that drive come from?
You know what? I think it was probably from my mom, and just seeing the fact that she didn't. My mom was she wasn't strict. I mean, my mom. I mean, but at the same time, she's that kind of mom that goes, "Don't get pregnant." And I was thinking,
"Don't worry, I won't."
Don't worry, I won't.
That's good advice.
That's really, you know, or like you know. But it's one of those that she was always pretty. She was hard, you know, she was intense. So it's almost like for me, I never wanted to let my mom down. I never wanted my mom to tell me that I was doing something wrong. And whenever I did, I hated it. I don't like people telling me. I mean, I like criticism, constructive criticism. But if I'm going to do my job, if I'm going to do good at school, like I was always a good student, I was doing the right thing. But also because I learned from my brother and my sister, especially my sister, who's 10 years older than me. And she would go out and like she was, you know, she when growing up for her was really difficult because she got to New York when she was 18, 19. And then it was the same thing. She didn't speak English. It was almost like her life was cut short in a way because then she needed to refocus and take care of her brother and sister and kind of like, you know, adjust to this new life in which in Venezuela she was able to do different things. So me looking at my sister and seeing the hardships that she had to go through made me focus even more. And, you know, the fact that dancing is so disciplined. I don't think people understand how intense and how disciplined. You don't just become a dancer. Oh, cute.
What the hell was that? What the hell was that? Oh my God.
That's so cute.
Are you serious? What was that?
Sorry. I sneezed. Basically, I sneezed yesterday and I maybe, my, you know when your lips are really dry and you sneeze?
What?
And I like split my lip.
Oh my God.
So I was trying not to like exacerbate it. So I had to go
in the middle of this amazing speech.
Oh, yeah, I lost my speech. I lost.
No, keep going.
Sorry.
I don't know. I couldn't help it.
No, you were just saying you learned from your sister and that you had to kind of go in, and the dancing is it gives you so much discipline.
Yes,
and it doesn't. People don't realize that. And I think this is a really good point, right?
Yeah, people don't realize the amount of work that physically and mentally, because it physically, yes. I mean, injuries. I mean, there's not a day that I don't wake up and I feel like I'm, you know, I have aches and pains everywhere. And but the amount of time that you have to put in, you know, I get a lot of people saying, how do I become a professional dancer? I don't know how you become a professional dancer. It just happened. You know, I was prepared and I was at the right place at the right time, but I was prepared with the work that I had.
Yeah.
And it's not something that I go and I apply for a job. Yes, I applied for a job here on Strictly, but with all of the dancing that I do, you have to have the work, you have to have the motivation, you have to have the focus, you have to have the, you know, especially joining a show like this in our show business nowadays, you have to have the whole package. You can't just be cute. You can't just, you know, just know how to dance. You have to know how to speak. You have to know how to treat people. You have to be professional. Yeah. I mean, so for me, that's my drive. The drive is the how much more can I do by being professional. I mean, I'm 38 and I'm still on Strictly, and I will keep doing
it. 38.
She's got
that gene. She's got the young gene in her. She honestly 24.
No.
Honestly.
I suppose it is the you know, the old adage that luck is preparation meeting opportunity.
But right? Yeah, but it's also talent. Like Goose, you know, and you're Mambo champion, right?
She's
Mambo world champion. Come on, honey.
Mambo world champion.
Mambo world champion. That is like not like Venezuelan champion or English champion. She's world champion.
I don't really talk about that much. Everybody always I kind of keep it on the low, you know, because I don't want people to think that I'm big-headed.
Wait, so is that your speciality?
Well, I mean, I deal with a lot of things. It just happens that at that time, that's what I was focusing on the most in Mambo and Salsa. And also, you know, growing up in Venezuela, you know, just a little casual world championship under my belt. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it casual.
Mira, mira, papi chulo. Do you like my little salsa?
Also, the hardest thing is, honestly, when you dance with Karen, like what would happen is that we'd be doing like the salsa, and it's like like so sexy. And I'd be dancing, and I would look at her and just be so sexy and all this. And I'd look at me and I go, God, I just look so tossed. I look so shit, dancing so unsexy. And I would just get really intimidated. I'd be like, this is just not going well. It's like if you walk out on a catwalk and you realize that you're just really not as hot as everyone else. That's basically what kept happening.
You always said, I just want to get into... You were like, I just want to get into your brain. I want to get it. I want to get into your brain. I'm like, no, you can't do that.
I know.
You were like, why can't I get it? It's taken me 30 years to get it.
We had... There were so many times for us... And we'll get into this in part two. There were so many times we had like these... There was like a dance move we were doing. And what Karen was so great at is that we would be doing, I don't know, the salsa or something like that. And there'd be sudden moves that would be in at the beginning, the choreographed in at the beginning. And then what would happen is that we wouldn't get the move straight away. So we wouldn't get it, right? And then I'd be like, well, I think I can get it. She goes, no, we're going to take it out. And I'd be like, but I think I got it. He goes, I don't have fucking 2 years to teach you. It's going to take you 2 years to do that. So I was like, all right, okay. All right, fine.
I said it like that too. I don't have that literally. Much time, baby. I don't have that much time.
I don't have
time.
2 years to teach you. I don't have 2 years. I have 4 days. Do you want to do it? I was like, okay. All right.
Trust me. You need to trust me.
All right, listen, Goose, we got to that moment in the podcast where, Francis, we need to have the question of the week.
Hannah Montana,
yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. You know Hannah Montana,
yeah. Miley Cyrus, yeah.
Miley Cyrus,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So the TV show Hannah Montana was originally going to be called something else. What was it?
Okay,
Goose. And why did they not choose that name?
All right, Karen. Here you go, Goose. This is your. You have to answer this first, then I'll go after you. So why do you think they? What were they going to call Miley's Hannah Montana before they called it Hannah Montana, and why?
Little girl gone wild.
I mean, it is Hollywood, so you know.
Little girl gone wild. I'm gonna watch a show on Disney called Little Girl Gone Wild.
No, Jamie, I don't think. Do you know what Girls Gone Wild is?
Yeah, I do. I remember Girls Gone Wild. Do you not
he
remember
was
that?
In it.
Great. Yeah. It was so
Were
sweet.
Were you in it in Cancun?
No, I was not in it in Cancun.
I mean, this is one of the things that I loved about. I would always sit when we would sit down, and I would ask you about your life and the things that would come out of this man's mouth. I mean, the thing I had never ever. I mean, and also he was like the guy to a guy's brain. I love picking your brain. Hilarious. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
We'll talk about that later. Okay, so you're going to go for Little Girl Gone Wild. Again, I quite like that answer. That's great. I'm going to go for Billy Ray's Daughter.
Billy Ray's Daughter?
Isn't it Billy Ray Cyrus and Billy Ray? I don't know. Billy Ray's Daughter. I don't know. I have no idea. So, and I'm going to say that they were going to not call it Hannah Montana.
All right. Okay. Maybe it was another similar name to Hannah Montana.
Okay. So they were going to call it, Hannah Kansas. But they
Hannah
couldn't,
Kansas?
But, yeah, but they couldn't call it Kansas.
It's a trademark conflict.
Yeah, they couldn't, they were going to do it like another like state. Isn't Montana like a place?
Yeah, Montana's
Yeah, so they were going to call it like Hannah, New York, and then they couldn't film it in...
But no, but what's your final answer?
Yeah, Hannah, Kansas. Hannah, Kansas. Well, that's why.
Okay. And Karen, yours is A Little Girl's Gone Wild.
A Little Girl's Gone Wild.
A Little Girl's Gone Wild. All right, everybody. Listen, Goose, we're going to be back in part two. You going to stick around for it?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Obviously, 100%. All right, everyone, see you in part two. Ta-ta.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.